I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, become comfortable in your seat, and relax your body. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into the infinite presence. Hold it a few moments longer than normal, and then slowly let go, slowly exhale. Continue breathing in and breathing out. And with every breath you take, you are turning inward, Godward, moving deeper into that inner sanctuary of your own soul. And as you breathe out, release any tension in your body, any worry in your minds, any thoughts of separation in your consciousness. Release any thoughts of limitation that you have imposed on spirit or on yourself. Right now, in the stillness, your sole purpose is to know that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely, this is your time and your place to experience the power and presence of spirit and to know the truth of your being. God is present in this holy moment and always, surrounding you, enfolding you, indwelling you, and just absolutely providing to you pure, unconditional love, light, and energy. You are one with that love and energy. You are that love and energy. You are a spiritual being on this earth to reveal the power and majesty of the divine. Never think of yourself as anything less. And in this consciousness, let's take the story of Lazarus into our hearts. Ask yourself if there is some problem or challenge in the physical plane that seems to be holding you in a cave of darkness. Ask the God of your being to help you tap into your inner wisdom, to know what might be making you feel less than fully alive. Perhaps it's a healing challenge, a financial burden, a need for harmony in a relationship. Perhaps there's something you long to do, dared to dream about, but haven't accomplished. Perhaps you are feeling buried under a lifetime of hurts and disappointments. Allow whatever is holding you in darkness to surface in your consciousness now, in the silence. Whatever has surfaced in you, just allow it to remain in your consciousness for a moment. And now turn your mind from it to the power of God. For what in the human mind seems impossible is not impossible to God. With God, all things are possible. And the God of your being wants for you only ever unfolding good, peace, and joy. Set the intention now to turn away from your challenge to this truth. Your challenge does not have to consume your life. You are not handling it alone. God is with you, preparing your way to a right and perfect outcome. The how is not up to you at the moment. The how is ego's work. The best possible outcome will be revealed in spirit's perfect timing. Just call upon the Martha and Mary aspects of yourself to know that things are not hopeless. It is never too late to call on the Christ of your being, to align yourself with all the powers of the Christ, faith, strength, love, discernment, and perfect divine order. So imagine for a moment something you love to do, something that brings you peace and joy, and just set the intention to give yourself that gift that experience. Picture yourself doing this now and realize there is no fear, no worry, only contentment and joy of the now. In this space, your subconscious mind is aligned with spirit and is bringing you closer and closer to a release from your burden. You can relax and just let it unfold. Just relax. Know that you have the inner strength to turn away from fear and worry. You have the wisdom to enjoy the simple pleasures all around you. You are at peace, and you radiate that peace to everyone you meet. And so, God, sweet spirit, we are so grateful for the gifts of life and wisdom. We know that nothing in this physical world is beyond your power and your love. And in the deepest kind of trust, we claim this now, knowing it is so. And we say, in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And we will end this time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.